got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday?
What's inside your butthole? Chris, what's inside your butthole? That's the greatest song ever. Chris, are you gonna...
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know for the first time ever.
Happy May the 4th. It's Star Wars Day.
Oh, God. Dorkiest day of the year. Welcome to it, though.
Guess what? Star Wars Day all day. You know what tomorrow is? Revenge of the 5th. So suck on that.
Well, that's going to upset a lot of the Cinco de Mayo base, but that's fine. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another incredible episode of the Monday Mass. Yep. It is May the 4th, Todd's favorite day of the year. And you know what? I'm with you, Todd. I like Star Wars, too. I'm not as fatal as it over it as you are, but I'm down.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a, you know, you have to be dedicated.
You know what's better? You know what's better than Star Wars?
What, having hot mics being the background of our show?
Well, yeah, that. And the Monday Mass Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! We got a great show for you, so let's go ahead and get right into it, starting with our preview. We got some hammer guests coming. We got Taylor Knox. We got Jacob Zeke Zayke coming on. Sage Kotzenberg is joining us. And whoever else wants to come in, you're more than welcome. But we're going to get those three superstars first. And we've got a lot of other fun stuff to talk about. Before we get there, Todd, what do we always do at the top of the show?
We talk about our sponsors, Chris.
Yes! We are loved by some people. By these next people, we're loved. We're going to start off with Adventure.io. And get this. Adventure.io has two brand new adventure ambassadors. One of them is the goat of – well, I can't say goat of skimboarding. I'm going to say – one of the goats. Bill Bryan is the goat of skimboarding, but this guy is right there. Blair Conklin is a guide on Adventure.io. He will take you to any skim spot you want and teach you how to skim like the best skimmer on the skim planet. Blair Conklin rules. I would say he's the John Florence of skimboarding. He's available on Adventure.io.
Would you say that he has some skim in the game?
Ooh! Also, poopies! Poopies, that's right. Poopies will take you on a death-defying adventure. When Adventure.io kicks things back off, get ready for it. It's going to be awesome. K2 Snowboarding. We got a
love
team writer coming on today, right?
Yes.
What are you typing? A story? What's the story about?
I'm typing some just stuff. Typing. Sage Kotzenberg will be on the show today. He writes for K2. Newly minted K2 writer, actually.
He rips for K2. Panicking Coffee and Tea, bringing you nerd news. We've got a deadly piece of news for you coming up in nerd news later.
Yeah, you think the coronavirus sucks?
You're gonna hate it.
You're gonna really hate it. Nerd news.
Yeah, just the media. The media has got us twisted. It's got us shook. You online? That's our home talk, right? Yeah. Online.com. You might be watching us right there. Who knows? New greens. We've been mixing it up, drinking it up.
Right. Shake there.
That's right. Woo! There we go. NanoCraft. Boom. Look at that. New shipment. Coming in hot with the daytime NanoCraft.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm feeling it today.
Okay.
We got Beneath, as always.
You got your skivvies on?
Yep. Right there. Now check this out. You can also use these underwear as a face mask if you need to. I did it over the weekend at an ice cream shop, so that was cool. That was fun. They were clean. And if you put in the code Monday, you'll get a nice discount at bn3thapparel.com. And follow them at bn3. You heard what I said. I think we have a special presentation from our friends at
Super 73. Oh, yes. This is good.
Yeah, this is for May the 4th. Super 73.
Here it goes.
Are they showing the commercial?
I don't know. I don't know how production works.
We don't know.
Should we sing the Butthole song together?
Works.
Okay.
But either way, we are very excited to be brought to you all by our friends at Transition Productions as well as Action Sports Productions. We have the might and fury of two of the greatest global live event production broadcast teams ever.
People.
At our disposal. That's how you're watching us right now. And those and chemistry surfboards.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, check it out back there. In honor of Star Wars Day, we've got my friend Mark Qualchuk did these, and we got Boba Fett, and we've got Bosk, and they did those for me. And there's another one of IG-88. He's whatever. They Star Wars.
I like Todd's quiver is all made for waves 3 feet and under.
Mm-hmm.
Californian size. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. And with that, let's go straight into it.
Okay, what are we doing first?
We're going to start with surf news. I'm going to check right here to see if our first special guest is coming. Special guest, are you coming to join us on surf news? Something's happening.
Apparently not yet.
Oh, yeah, we don't have our first special guest. Maybe we can try our second special guest.
Do you have any? Is there any special guests?
Anybody ready? Is anybody ready? No. Well,
nope. All right. Well, let's
see you tomorrow. I'll see you next week, Todd.
Okay, let's just talk about other stuff. How
have you been?
It's great. Did you hear the Butthole song? Because it's probably one of the best songs that there is.
Okay, play the Butthole song again. We'll wait. Okay.
What's going on in surf news, Chris? This is up your alley.
I don't know. People are surfing again. No, I surfed this morning. Okay.
Did it smell really bad?
It didn't smell that bad. It was definitely brown. It was Chocolate Town where I mm-hmm. surfed. But the good news is that, you know, the surf down here in Southern California is coming back and the beaches are open. I got to surf with Damon Hobgood this morning.
I think we need to address the elephants in the room.
Don't come surf here, right?
Well, yeah. But also, like, Orange County last weekend, you know, all of a sudden they're the ones that had the beaches that were open the entire time. And then big old slap by the governor last week, shut those beaches down for the weekend. It didn't really look like they were that shut down for surfing though.
Thoughts? And you know what? And you know, what's weird is they keep the news keeps and surf websites. Everybody keeps posing these protests as surfers wanting to get back in the water. If you watch the footage, if you look at the photos, I guarantee you there is
there. You mean like Vanilla ISIS guys? Have you heard that term yet?
No, what's ISIS guys?
No, Vanilla ISIS is like a bunch of white guys with their masks posing with guns.
Yeah, those guys are there. I don't think it should be called a surf protest because it's some weird quasi MAGA rally. I don't know, white privileged protest. I don't want to get involved with it. I really don't.
No. How's that guest coming?
Not in my backyard. We don't have guests anymore. Cool. They don't want to do it.
Apparently.
I have some actual surf news for Carissa Moore fans out there, which I am a huge Carissa Moore fan. She's got a new video dropping on May 7th. On May 7th, the brand new Carissa Moore video is coming out. And I believe we have a clip, right? We need to. This is what happens when you give shouts to your team. I'm texting right now. What is happening? That's just for us. Hey Todd, how you been?
Well, did you see Carissa Moore had a bunch of shots this weekend, and she. On from Matt Biolis's, I just saw the little link from his Instagram, and Carissa is absolutely destroying right now the small wave game. I mean, she's seriously like the best. And there was like this comparison of her doing one turn to that iconic Kelly Slater statue that's in Cocoa Beach. I like that freeze frame of her. It's so sick. Like Carissa definitely is. She's like my hero, man. That she is seriously insanely good.
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you that video right now. Cause, oh, there it is. We have technology. Bam.
Whoosh. I think our guest. I think our guest is gonna be here now.
Come on.
Well, I mean,
that's happening.
That's what the control room is telling me.
Well, we can just say that Carissa Moore was a guest on the show because we showed her video, right? That's one thing.
Oh, wait. What's this? We could have the – do we have our guest yet?
Uh-huh. I'm your guest. How you doing? I'm your guest, Todd.
Well, we can send a – the Raglan Surf Report guy just texted me like 2 seconds ago.
Did he text you a video of his report from Raglan?
No, but he's like, hey, this is what I'm getting. Sorry, man, I've been lagging. Is it too late to whip something up? Thought it'd be good to do something at the beach here, but I've been stuck in the city the last few days. I could probably work on something for your next episode. Okay.
We can guarantee you all out there our next episode is so far going to be better than this one, but that's what we do, right?
Do you want me to put the mask back on?
Yeah, put the mask back on. I'll see you next week. So the big surf news is Carissa Moore's dropping a video on May 7th. You just saw the preview right there. It's going to be hype. Cannot wait. So apparently one of our guests is in a car and the other one's on a motocross track. So we're going to go ahead, Todd. We're going to skate news.
Skate news is brought to you by
Adventure IL. You want to go on a skate adventure? I do. I want to go to Elliot Sloan's backyard, and you can do that with Adventure IO. Get the Adventure IO app and prepare for the trip of your dreams. So this is kind of the coolest thing that's happened in skate news in the past week. A random session was getting hyped up. A cop came. They thought the cop was going to bust the session, but instead of that, the cop comes in and just goes ahead and throws a hammer.
Yeah, what is up with that? Because it's, you know,
this not just a cop doing a kickflip.
And he's doing it in, like, cop boots.
All right, so grabs the board.
Straight up.
That's Tony Hawk on the editing bay right there, in the editing bay. So the cop right here grabs somebody's board, which I don't know if you've ever just grabbed somebody's board and tried a trick. That's really hard.
Not in, like,
try it with 50 pounds of shit on your body.
And boots.
Yeah, I got this guy's name. The officer in question is where is it? Oh man, I had the note on this.
This isn't like the first we've ever seen of like a police officer skateboarder. Chuck Wampler was Chuck a police Wampler officer was skateboarder. And who was who else was one? Antihero. Who am I thinking of?
Oh, the regulator guy from San Francisco.
Yeah. Fuck, why is my brain not working?
He's going to punch you next time he sees you.
I know, right?
Mickey Reyes,
yeah.
All right, so this officer's name is Officer Richard, a.k.a. Ryan Christian. His real name is @Ryan.Christian. Give him a follow. Send him a message. The video was made by @ShrimpDaddy, which is one of the best follows you can ever do.
Absolutely.
On the Instagram.
Don't give him a follow. If you're a skate company, send him a box. Andrew Cannon, you should probably send him a box of stuff.
Absolutely.
Did you see the video this week where Rodney Mullen breaks down the origins of the kickflip? I thought this was insane.
Let's watch it.
All right.
So Rodney Mullen has invented like 1,000 tricks, including the moving ollie, right?
Yeah.
Or the flat ground ollie.
Yeah.
The kick flip, the heel flip, the tray flip, the everything else flip, every flip.
I remember this one in Massachusetts. Rodney came and did this this demo. And it was like there was a couple kids that like dabbled in freestyle back in the day, you know, that I kind of hung around with and Rodney came, threw down, and then all of a sudden it seemed like within like maybe 8 months all of a sudden all that stuff started translating into the streets more.
Let's listen to him right here.
You want me to be quiet? Should I put the helmet back on?
Put the helmet back on.
Okay, sorry.
Put that helmet on.
It's the helmet of shame.
That's my nickname in high school. So watch this video and listen to Rodney Mullen break down a first ever kickflip. And go out and do a kickflip yourself.
I can't.
Todd, I think you should really watch this video closely because it will help you in life. He's a TED talker, so he knows how to express himself and exercise his thoughts. A genius, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, and if you haven't seen the TED Talk, also go see the TED Talk. Watch it. You've got nothing to do.
TED really. Talk. What else we got? Last week, the heavy news from a few weeks ago regarding Jeff Grosso came through. And, you know, if anybody deserved a huge session slash send-off party celebration of life, it was Jeff Grosso. But obviously during these challenging times, that was not possible. But this is really cool. The Crip Vans, spearheaded by Chris Naratko, they all got together. They did a celebration of life for Jeff Grosso. So basically a live stream with interviews from a bunch of people. Steve Olsen was in there. You had the guys that make love letters to skateboarding, Steve Van Doren. The whole crew came together to tell stories about Grosso, talk about some of these sessions. And it was one of those, you're watching, you're crying, you're laughing, you're remembering all these things that Jeff Grosso brought to the table in skateboarding. And it was really well done. It was very emotional. And I believe it's up on the Trendsville skateboarding site now. So that is a must watch. One of the biggest questions that people ask during these challenging times is, what have you been watching? What have you been binging? Well, this is bingeable and a must watch for any true fan of skateboarding. It's on skateboarding.trendsville.net. And in more must watch skate video news, Todd, you know who Dan Wolf is?
Yep.
Dan Wolf is the man. He's been making amazing skate videos forever. And there's a documentary about Dan Wolf by Dan Wolf regarding the footage and videos that Dan Wolf has made. And it was actually released a few years back, but it's kind of having a resurgence with all the look backs into history right now with the binging of the watching. The Dan Wolf doc is, I mean, this is, again, a must see. How important, Todd, how important is it for people to look back at the history of the things they love to do to learn how to appreciate it and maybe even do it better?
Well, you got
to
figure out where you came from before you can go forward. And I mean, just adding to what you're saying, like there's been such a big resurgence lately and all that, like personally from the place that I grew up in and the era that I grew up in, there's a movie coming out called Streets and Sidewalks about the history of Boston and New England skateboarding. There's been a lot of things that we can look at on Instagram, like the Instagram account, the past participle is an amazing one. They post up a lot of like old, just not really like anyone, no pros. It's all like just kids hanging out and like backyard scenes and just how freaking awesome it used to be hated and be in these little weird little cliques. I mean, that was my favorite. You know, it's my favorite thing to do now is like stumble upon these weird little Instagrams. And especially, you know, you've got, you know, Dan Wolf's stuff from, you know, his stuff's all back east too. And it's just, it's cool to see that because, you know, it just, I don't know, makes you realize where you came from and how ripping people were back then. You know, that whole scene that's, you know, just with Wolf stuff, like all this stuff from Philly and in and around Washington, D.C. And there's just insane ripping going on for that far back.
Oh my God, dude.
That was insane.
Yeah, the Dan Wolf doc is showing now on JenkemMag.com. I mean, that right there is the absolute chorus of skate sitery website. It's a great website. You should go. If you don't, go there now. Our guests are coming, that we know. So before we get there, we can. You know what we can do?
What?
Since we can go rogue. Since this is our show.
Why don't we do this?
Our next guest.
Snowboard news.
Let's do it.
Because I've got our guests ready in the snowboard.
Your guests actually worked out. Mine failed.
So snowboard news is brought to us by K2 Snowboarding. And we have a very special guest who just started riding for K2 Snowboard.
Oh!
Olympic slopestyle gold medalist 2014, Sage Kotzenberg. How are you?
How are we living, guys?
We are living here. What's going on with you? What are you doing?
Not much. Life in Utah is not the worst, actually. Yeah, a lot of outdoors here and not that many people, so it's pretty easy.
You've been posting up some snowboarding clips on your Instagram. I see you guys been tossing your carcasses up at Brighton, or what's going on?
Yep. Yeah, there's been some people going up to Brighton and just like, yeah, hiking around, hitting some tubes, building side hits and stuff. So staying sane that way, it's pretty nice.
K2 being our new sponsor of the podcast. Ooh, and
there we go.
What does sponsoring anyone these days mean? But yeah, right. So you started riding for K2 this season.
Yep.
And then what's going on with that? Like what's
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of like, you know, to even go a little bit further behind on the K2 stuff, I was for like a year and a half, I was gonna start my own brand.
Super good idea, Sage. It's a really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you use all your own money too, because it just will always turn out great.
It always turns out good. I would have been really hyped during coronavirus.
Right.
Started a brand new brand. So yeah, I was like, you know, just a bunch of my stuff. I was like, you know what? I was like, this isn't for me. This is so hectic. Things weren't lining up. Started, you know, thinking more rationally too. And actually how I started talking to K2 is one of my good friends, Justin Clark, who is now, I think the lead, I don't know if he's the lead, but he's one of the main engineers at K2 for all their new boards. I grew up with him. So he was there and I hit him up. I was like, yo, I'd love to try a board. I'm over starting my own brand. And he was like, oh yeah, let's get this going. And I stepped on him and I was actually blown away because obviously K2 has been around for so long and I know they've had good boards, but honestly, they kind of blew my mind when they first got on them. I was like, kind of used to this one board that I was riding. I was just like, kind of like a normal press board, like whatever, like kind of run of the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hopping on the K2s, like it's insane. And he's been working on some new ones with some crazy technology.
Yeah, I can see the little window in the board.
Yeah, that one, the Alchemist, is kind of turning some heads. It's such a fun free ride board, and just like, it's sick. You can rip resorts, rip how. Yeah, I took it to AK this year and it handled business.
So speaking of like
the difference of a – oh, go ahead, Todd.
Well, I was just going to say, like, we're looking at some footage right now from Joy.
Oh, yeah.
You got MVP, video part MVP last year.
Yep.
Big story in that one is you jumping Chad's gap.
Yeah.
Obviously is a – legendary thing in Utah more than anywhere else, just because of all the local heavies like Bjorn and Ice and those guys that kind of stepped to it before. But rumor has it that you have closed it down and it will no longer be jumped. What thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I my thought process going into that was basically, I mean, yeah, I went to the premiere of Pop, the Absinthe movie, where Roman and Rice hit it in Salt Lake. So I was blown away. I was like 10 or 11 years old, completely blew my mind. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's always kind of lingered in my.
Had you been up there and looked at it like when you were a little kid?
Yeah. Not when I was like super little, but yeah, I've looked at it and had my eyes on it for so long. And I was actually kind of hyped that it hadn't worked out before last year. Cause I think last year I was kind of mentally in the best state of mind I've been in for a long time. And just like at the top of my snowboarding too. And because I've wanted to hit it the past 2 years and it just hasn't worked out with either weather, snow, or, you know, conditions permitting. And so everything lined up good that year. And I don't know. I kind of went into it. I was just like, dude, I'm just going to chuck nuts off this thing. Like, I don't want to hit this thing. I mean, dude, if you look back, Rice back, Radio 7 did, Switchback 5 did, Cab 7 did, Ramon back 5 did. I was like, dude, Bjorn Cab 9 did. I was like, dude, that was years ago. Someone's going to hit it. You better be going.
Well, see, that's the weird thing. It's like, how do you – you got to roll into this thing, and at this point in snowboarding, there's only – I mean, there's all obviously people are exploring and finding new stuff, but, like, these big benchmark places. Like, you, that's like a sleepless week of, like, trying to figure out what tricks you're going to do over
it. Yeah. Well, and you know from experience too, right? You'll be building a jump, and because Chad's takes 3 days to build.
Mainly wrong. When I build jumps, they're usually the wrong angle.
So well, that was one of my things. If you want to, if you go into my Instagram on my profile, I have a Chad's Gap highlight, and you can go through a whole process of making it. And we built it. I was kind of in charge of building it. I built it wrong. Built it literally shooting so like you could not get to it from the inrod. After one whole day of building, I was like, oh, dude, I screwed up so bad. This is actually, like, I don't know if we can hit this anymore.
So how do you break that to the homies?
It was bad. I walk up, and everyone's like, how's it looking? You know, classic, like, it's looking sick. And I straight up, I didn't say anything. I was like, boys, like, I don't know if we're going to be hitting this thing. And then so
wow. We
were actually looking at this other – before we decided to add an entire another lip to the side of it and kind of like, you know, sew them together.
Park jump, basically.
Yeah. We were looking at this other, because there's this prominent opening of the trees that you go into before the bench onto the lip. And there's this little window of the trees to the rider's left that's super steep into it, like crazy. I don't think humans can handle that type of compression, but we eyed it up and we were thinking of like, is this Chaz Gap? Like maybe this is like, this is the new one. But it ended up, yeah, we sewed two lips together. And then, yeah, I don't know. So many times you're building a jump and, oh, I'm going to back double this thing. Or I'm going to do a cab nine first try, whatever the case is. And then you step up to the in run, like, dude, no way. I'm high to my front three this thing, you know?
Right.
And that kind of happened there. I hit it one time and I back three'd it the first time. Dude, I really don't want to back double 12 this thing because you're going so fast. But then I was like, if you land the back double 12 on it, that kind of shuts it down, at least for a little bit, you know. But, yeah, my thing with the back double 12 was thinking, like, it's sick to be the first snowboarder to double cork it, but if you back double 12, it's kind of like it's a blind double cork. It's one that
right. No
one's really doing on, like, big kind of built backcountry jumps, so –
we're watching, like, right now, we're watching the footage of your POV running.
Right.
And it's like, look, I've done this before. Never on this magnitude because jumps are just stupid now and, like, whatever. Yeah. You guys have fucked it up for everyone. But, you know, it's just even those smaller jumps where you've, like, it's at some point there is no more edge checking. There is no more counter-correcting on your edges. You're just, like, just fly off that thing.
Yep. And you can see in this video, so I drop in right here and I'm doing some little tiny adjustments up here, and then from here on out it's pretty much straight, and I bottom out right there on my heel.
Oh my god.
So I wasn't thinking, I was looking at the lips so much that I was on my heels at the bottom of the compression coming in the lip, which, as you know, it's like you want to be on your toes or flat base as possible, and I was still on my heel, so I slipped a little bit, but I, like, no dude. Time. Like, I knew I didn't lose speed. So I was like, I mean, dude, I'm just going. And I cleared it by like 10 feet or something, which felt like inches, you know. Like, every time you hit it, it's just, you feel like you barely make it over, even if you go like 25 feet past the
knot. Well, and then you, you know, went ahead and did a 12 over it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That took me, I think, 5 tries to get that. I almost landed it the first one. And then I kept over-rotating, actually, because I was so nervous about just kind of, like, hooking, going that fast, you know? So I was just, yeah, it was kind of, it was mentally more taxing in the moment, and then physically more taxing afterwards. Like, whoa, man, like, my legs are jello right now.
It's rad to hear these stories, because then you look at, like, everything that gets put together in joy, and, like, you know, you did get the MVP of the video part of the year, whatever the hell they're calling it these days. But, like, when you hear the backstory of it, it makes it that much more of an impressive feat. So I'm glad you're alive, which
yeah,
is
cool. Yeah, me too, yeah. For sure. I know Rice just did that with Art of Flight. I didn't watch the whole thing, but they did like a walkthrough of, you know, them filming the Art of Flight and seeing that as, you know, I was probably 16 when that came out. It was sick to hear that they went through, you know, the certain trials and tribulations of like mm-hmm. how they filmed that. And yeah, it wasn't all just like,
you got the Corona. What's going on over there? coughing going on over there, Sage.
I got a question, Sage. I'm the only one currently in this conversation who has never flown off this gap. When you watch these videos and when you watch you guys, when you build these jumps into these perfect looking powdery landings, it looks so friendly and it looks like those landings can be so forgiving. But right. Tell us what it's like to slam on something like that that looks so soft, but I'm sure it doesn't feel soft when you slam trying to jump something like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like when you fall on water going high speed or like you jump off a cliff or something. The water is soft when you barely jump into it, but also like when you're ragdolling down a landing and the snow's soft, but your neck's getting tweaked all over, your body's kind of getting ripped, or like, you know, just the sheer impact of not landing on your feet is something that, you know, I think usually it's like 80-90% of the time, if like you don't really feel it too bad in the moment, but it's afterwards, the next day, like you won't be able to walk, you know, you wake up, your neck's frozen, your back's like jacked, your legs are jacked, you're like, something's wrong with my shoulder, it's just like you're falling apart.
Damn, I was just gonna go try that jump too.
Yeah, that walked you out of it, huh?
Sage, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, dude, no problem.
I've been surfing with Brandon Davis and Spinny down here. They've been in the
water. Oh, sick.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when, you know, when are you going to come out?
I'm coming. I mean, I'll come down sometime soon. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sage, we'll see you later.
All right. Later, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Have a good one.
Sage Kotzenberg, ladies and gentlemen.
That was awesome.
That was great. And the other guest is here now.
Oh my gosh. Well, Todd, this is very special. This is first of all, this is the best 48-year-old surfer on the planet. The best 48-year-old surfer on the planet.
Look at that guy.
Oh, he's right there. Oh, he's Taylor Knox. Taylor Knox, what up, buddy?
He's turning his audio on. Yeah. Well, now he's showing his age because he can't.
There he is.
I made it.
Yes, he made it. Taylor Knox pulled off the freeway, sped home to get here in time for the show. Taylor, also a proud NanoCraft CBD team rider, just like Todd and I.
Mega shopper.
Yeah,
that's what's up. All right. So congratulations on being the best 48-year-old surfer on the planet. That's it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess for a little bit, you know, I'm 9 months older than Kelly, so I have that 9 months. You know what I mean? I always got that.
Taylor, I surfed with Damian Hobgood this morning, and we were talking about you between every set. And he said that it's incredible to watch you surf because you seem to just keep getting better and better. And it was kind of the first time I've seen Damian get a little upset because I don't know if it's jealousy.
He doesn't
I don't
know get what upset. Was. He's so happy.
But tell us about the filming of this part because, you know, I know you've been surfing and going on trips before all this madness started, but this thing kind of just came out of nowhere, pops up on Stab Magazine. You're like a Stab Mag guy now, dropping video parts. You're like a millennial.
Yeah, when are you going to be in an air show, dude? This is like really, it's accelerating at a rapid pace.
I have something coming for you guys that you're going to really find entertaining.
Woo!
Nice. Yeah. Air camp.
I have been attempting errors and they're not getting any better. I was thinking of starting like a GoFundMe page or something, you know, somebody to help out my errors. I'm not sure.
Kersey has that whole tips thing that you can get in on his tips.
Right.
Like the surf tips thing, so.
Yeah, I need someone to actually maybe lift me up while I'm on the wave. I'm not sure.
You know what? And it was a bold choice of you to do the introduction of your video. First of all, your acting has vastly improved since Hit and Run, so congrats on that. But then you went ahead and let your board shaper, Chris Borst, nearly steal the show. Holy shit. Chris Borst is still so good at skateboarding. What the hell was that?
And I knew, Cote, that you were going to like that part. I mean, how many 52-year-olds do you know that can skate like that?
Actually, a lot here. There's actually a lot.
Pretty short list, huh? I mean, besides Cote. He's still in his 40s, so he doesn't count.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched the video yet, it's Taylor and his shaper, Chris Morse, and it's a nice, it's a fun skit. And then you went to Lowers, and it's been a while since I surfed Lowers. Tell us about the sessions out there. Taylor, you're not afraid to paddle for some waves when you're surfing out there. I've surfed with you before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right? I've surfed there for 32 years, and it's been a while. I think I've earned a place in the lineup. You know, I sit, there's a lot, you know, you have the San Clemente Mafia out there. You got that whole new group of guys. You got, you know, Griffin and Crosby and Kaloe and all those rippers, Kate Madsen and all those guys just surfing so good. It's pretty inspiring to watch those guys boost all over the place. And it's fun, you know, they got a good vibe out there. And I've been seeing them down in North County in the last few days surfing. So, you know, you got to spread the love wherever
it's
you go.
Trade off. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little trade off. We're, what would you say? We're very prideful of where we come from, right? You know, I'm always going to be prideful of North County and San Diego, and they are too. But we get along with our brothers and sisters from the north.
Absolutely. Now, Taylor, you've been obviously you've been working out. You've been working out lately. I know you have a. You know,
we can tell. I really can tell. You have been working out.
You must work out, Todd.
You know, working out. And
no, you've been very serious and dedicated to not only, you know, designing your own workout regimen with some of your friends around here in town, but you're also sharing that wealth. And for a lot of us, like myself, who wants to keep surfing at whatever level I'm at now and not slip off, what are some simple things that you guys have created to kind of like entry level Taylor Knox arc effect type of things that you can tell us right now?
I mean, we just got finished actually filming a 12-week workout course last week. With my trainer, Paul Henniker, and also Zach Boone and Zach Hill are going to be partners in on this. So that's going to be releasing probably by June 1st. And it's going to give people a different workout every week for 12 weeks. We're not going to need any equipment but a Swiss ball. A lot of the stuff is their own body weight. And it's basically like, for me, I guess learning lately has been that how to breathe correctly, you know, like inner abdominal breathing, keeping that inner abdominal pressure, which is like lower your low abs and stuff like that. So we won't get into that, but, you know, just kind of expanding my horizons, but without like a lot of weights and stuff. You know, it's not like I'm bench pressing 400 pounds or anything. You know, I never did, but yeah, you know, I'm not pumping up steroids or anything. It's just more of like just keeping what you got, like kind of connecting with Tim Brown said to me recently, and I really respect Tim Brown. He's been a guru in our surf industry forever. But he said, you know, why even start to train on getting stronger when you haven't even tapped into what you got? So just kind of work. I think everyone's a little bit more, a little stronger than they think they are, and they just haven't tapped into it. So it's going to, you got to tap into it. You're going to have to open up your body. You're going to have to like turn on some muscles that are maybe have been sleeping for a while and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
And I know the feedback and the responses to the video have been overwhelming. I'm sure you're getting a lot of DMs and messages. Who are some of the people that have reached out to you that maybe surprised you? I know you've been surfing this good forever, and just because this thing dropped doesn't mean like it's some big shock to us. But who are some people that have hit you up and were hyped on the video?
I'd say like the biggest surprises were probably Pat O'Connell, because he just loves to make fun of me for anything and everything at all times. And, you know, getting a nice message from Parsons was cool. And then, you know, a couple of my buddies overseas, like Mick and stuff, like, you know, just Evan Slater. He doesn't, you know, again, just likes to make fun of me most of the time, but he just texted me, "You still got it, brah." And then that was it. So, I mean, that's all I needed to hear. You know, that's when I knew I made it, you know.
What's up with when are we going to see Coach Knox? Because I kind of feel like that's like the next, you seem to be someone who's, I mean, you've got this whole working out with balls, Chris,
That sounds weird.
Yeah. But, you know, you've got, you're kind of like mentally tapped in and very comfortable where you are, you know, as far as like surfing ability. And that translates to me, that just sounds like Coach Knox is ready to come out and groom some world champ talent right now.
I wouldn't mind, you know, helping out a couple guys, you know, here and there. I'm very, very hesitant. I don't want to get back on tour. I did 20 years of that kind of traveling. And when you're a coach, you're on tour, you know, like, well,
Zoom. We have Zoom now. I mean, you don't have to like, really be there.
Yeah. You can Zoom it. Yeah. I mean, I would love to do a test run with somebody, you know, maybe, you know, for one contest and just kind of see, you know, if I can coach or if I'm any good at it.
It's, I mean, I just get the vibe. I mean, I've known you for years, and you have the demeanor. Some people don't have the coaching demeanor. You have the demeanor.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be like John McEnroe. I'm going to be like throwing rackets, cussing out the judges, throwing muffins at them.
You're just giving Pat O'Connell more and more ammunition is what you're doing with that shit.
No, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind, you know, giving it a go maybe. You know, we'll see.
Are you filming for 49 yet?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's funny, like Rusty, who did the edit and did a lot of the filming for the movie. I thought, you know, I go, dude, you must be pretty sick of me. Cause at the end, you know, you're editing and making changes. And he's just like, are you kidding me? He's over it. Let's just get this thing out. And he goes, dude, let's film. And I'm like, really? You're not sick of me? You still want to film? Okay. Wow, hopefully awesome. We can get on an airplane though, you know what I mean? That'd be nice to kind of like do some traveling here soon.
A whole 8-minute part of surfing Tamarack with Red Tide might not be as
Who
good
knows?
As what we're watching now, but hey, if anyone can make that look good, it's Taylor Knox.
You never know what the kids are gonna be into, man. It's like, yeah, they surprise you all the time.
It might just be red and brown water from here on out. And you screw right. The Maldives and Indo. Like, these places are way too – I'm tired of that turquoise water.
It's trending.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. Where can we watch the Taylor Knox workouts, and where can we see daily updates from Taylor?
Like I said, give me a couple weeks. We're in the editing phase right now, and it's coming together pretty nicely. And I think – yeah, like I said, just give me a couple of weeks and it'll be out. And just keep rewinding that 540 that, you know, Chris Borst does, and it'll inspire you. I want to see, when are you going to come skate the ramp, Chris?
Chris.
That thing's over 3 feet, right?
Come on.
You know what? I think it's time. We got to. Hell yeah. Thank you so much, Taylor, for
all
coming
right, Todd,
on.
All right, Chris. Love you guys.
We're going to call you every day from here on out. It's
do
we,
it.
We like you that much.
More workouts with balls.
Okay, Todd. I'm not videoing those. Okay. All right, buddy. Love you guys.
Love you too. I love you, man.
You hang up first.
I love you. Don't go. Don't leave. Don't leave me in here with Todd.
What are we doing now? That was surf news. Is that surf news?
Wow. It's all happening.
That was awesome.
I thought.
Wow, this show really started off like a wet mess, didn't it, Chris?
It did. And now we have a gold medalist on. We've got the best 48-year-old surfer in the world on this show. Man. Oh, man. So I guess with that, maybe we can go to our nerd news section because
let's go.
I just looked at Jacob ZK's Instagram. He's actually riding motorcycles with Alex Sorgente.
Oh, weird! That's weird that he didn't get here. Back to you.
So here he is. He's on our show. Okay. Yeah, that's him. Oh yeah, that was 1 hour ago. So. He's in the desert. We'll get Zeke on next episode. Let's talk about something terrifying. Global pandemics, red tides, orange presidents, and now this, Todd.
Fucking murder hornets.
I'm waving.
Chris, come back. They're not here yet. They only murder honeybees.
Okay. So these are 2-inch long. Deadly hornets.
How do you know they're 2 inches long?
I can tell you if they're 9 inches long. I know that the measurement there. Yeah, this popped up on the news cycle, and this is one of those things where you kind of hope and just pray that it's fake news, because I don't like insects per se. I know that they're necessary, but what is the need on this planet for a 2-inch death hornet?
That's like it's like a creator hold my beer moment. How could this get any worse? Hold my beer. Murder hornets.
It reminds me of that Bad Religion song. Fuck Armageddon, this is hell.
Yeah.
Except for it's really beautiful outside. The hornets aren't here yet. I surfed this morning. So
Chris, you know what else? You know what else today is?
What?
Chris, guess what day it is?
Your birthday.
I'm gonna let you guess what day it is.
Oh, I know what day it is.
Chris. It's Jar Jar Binks Day.
It's Star Wars Day.
Quick, roll the Jar Jar Binks Cote. There we go.
It's Star Wars Day. That's me.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Is this not a Star Wars character? Oh, it could be. I look like the guard. Oh my God! Another special guest on the show.
I'm Darth Basement. I've been living in my mom's basement for years.
Darth Basement? Uh-oh.
Darth Basement.
Oh my God. Hi, Darth. Let me see.
Did you say Darth or Garth? Garth Basement.
Darth Basement?
Anyway, uh-oh. I've been waiting to use that lightsaber now for about a year. So stoked. But hey, and other nerd news. There's all kinds of nerd. And then we're gonna make this a little Star Wars specific because, you know, hey, what's happening? It's Star Wars Day, it's May the 4th. So big news out of Hollywood today. Do you know who Taika Waititi, wait, what the hell how do you say his name? Taika Waititi. You know who that guy is?
No.
You don't know who that guy is? Okay, well, he wrote What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
He wrote Thor Ragnarok. He wrote all these different movies. And now he actually was on The Mandalorian, did an episode of The Mandalorian. He is now, they announced it today, he is directing a new Star Wars feature film. Chris?
No.
Yes, he is.
What is it called?
I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like you're not paying attention. But Chris,
I'm texting one more guest.
This is big news, but did you see the I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole video this weekend? It's taking the world by storm.
Seen it. I lived it. Are you kidding me? It's the best song ever. All right. You know what? Since this is the world's greatest action sports podcast, we're just going to go ahead and improvise.
What are we doing?
This is called improvisation.
And
right.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. We forgot to say that earlier. Who's
on? Oh, there he is. Improvisation. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Zeke on the line.
Oh, Zeke, late to the show. Zekeely.
Yeah, boy. Sorry. I'm always late to the show.
So, we're in Nerd News now, so you showed up at the right time. What are you nerds doing in the desert?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're out at Paula, like Fox Raceway, like East San Diego. With like Grayson Fletcher and Alex Sargente, just riding dirt bikes. The boys are going in right now.
That's kind of the new trending right now with you guys, huh? Everyone's riding pit bikes.
Yeah, everyone's on dirt bikes. We actually brought the big bikes out today, so everyone's riding like 250s and 450s. Even like Steve Cabb's out here on like a big 450. He kind of just went down, though.
Damn, dude, we should be doing this podcast from that racetrack. All the cool kids are out there. No, hey, Zeke, your face looks really good. But it did not look that good a couple months ago or a month ago. Tell us about what happened and how you look so fresh now.
Thanks, dude. I got my mouth guard. I'm out here rocking a mouth guard and neck brace riding my dirt bike. But yeah, about 5 weeks ago, I was riding my buddy's pit bike, like the small little dirt bike behind Alex Sargente and Grayson's house. And I just like hit the jump wrong and just face planted into this like hard packed dirt. And then I landed on top of me and just like crushed my like back and neck, and I ended up breaking my jaw. I was like gushing blood out of my mouth and got rushed to the hospital. My girlfriend drove me to the hospital, and they performed jaw surgery on me instantly. And then I was supposed to get like these MRIs of my neck. They thought I like blew out a disc in my neck, and then ended up not being as bad as they initially thought. So I only had to get jaw surgery and two metal plates in my jaw, and like 37 stitches along my gum line. And then, yeah, I just took antibiotics and got out of the hospital in like 4 days, and then just been resting at home for a couple weeks.
You've been getting on the NanoCraft. We know about that.
Yeah, I am. I just signed with NanoCraft CBD. Super stoked on that, because like the rub-on sticks I've been using for like years now, and I think like that's like the best recovery for my body after like surfing, skating, or riding dirt bikes all day.
Super good time to go to the hospital, by the way.
No, like, you know what? Hey, Todd, I thought this was the world's greatest April Fool's joke, actually, because that happened on April 1st, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
April Fool's.
It's good to see your faces back. I don't want to keep bringing up injuries, but another crazy one was jumping off the Steamerland cliff and really trying to stick probably the heaviest bomb drop ever attempted. And that was just an ankle injury, but this is all shit that we've seen on your new YouTube page. So you've become a what do you call this? Vlogging surf video creation, Zeke stories.
I guess so. Yeah, I kind of had a couple of chats with Jamie O'Brien on the phone. I signed with Buell Wetsuits this year, and Jamie's been helping me with like surf videos and just guiding me, and he's just been like, I don't know, like, pretty much just telling me and like, I don't know, like just telling me how important it is to like have your own YouTube page and like edit your own videos and work on your own clips and just like manage all that, because it's kind of the way of the future. And so I don't really want to like get all weird with the vlogs and like narrate my day, but I figured I'm always doing like rad shit with my friends, like these skaters and motocross guys. Like, it'd be sick to just like document it all and just put out clips of us like surf, skate, snow, moto, whatever it may be. Like, I don't know, we got some of the best, like, multi-action sports athletes in the world right here in San Diego. Like, my boys Brock Crouch and Jed Hanks are, like, the trifectas over there. So, I don't know, it's been rad hanging with all those guys during quarantine.
And I think what people need to know is Jake would be doing this stuff anyway without a camera. So, thankfully for all of us, we can watch all this crazy shit he does with his friends. What's next? What can we expect from the next Zeke stories?
Yeah, pretty much just trying to work on editing this footage from like a moto day at Axel Hodge's house. And then a day we went up to Newport and surfed. We kind of like surfed, skated, and rode dirt bikes all in one day. So I want to like put out just that edit of us like ripping surf, skate, and moto. And yeah, I don't know. Alex Sargenta and these guys are gnarly on dirt bikes. Like, bro, they're blowing us out of the dirt. So it's sick to get clips that I'm ripping, and yeah, I don't know, like my boy Judd Hanks, I've been surfing with every day in La Jolla, and he's absolutely like ripped. He's doing bigger and better airs than like half the guys on the QS. Big. And he's like a pro snowboarder, so
big things coming. We like it. And yeah, if you
want to get more clips, all the boys like doing multi sports, you know.
Hey, give us one of these before you go. The famous, yeah, there we go. I'm trying to teach Todd how to do that.
I can't, I go like that. It's weird. It's
crazy.
Just gotta let it flow, just let it flow.
Let it flow, yeah, Zeke. Hey, and I'm gonna actually borrow a board from Zeke. He's got a new Rusty model out now. I'm gonna try one, and if it can make a guy like me surf anything like him, then we'll all be happy. And I'll do a board review on it, and I'm going to hold you to that offer of loaning me your board.
Guarantee, bro. I got you. You're going to rip that thing. You're going to do the best airs of your life on it.
Hell sure. Yes. All right. Get back out on the track and look forward to the next edit. Be careful.
All right, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
I would tell him to be careful, but he will not listen to me when I say that. He's one of those people. Man, Todd.
Wow.
This show was starting off really sketchy, and it has finished off amazing.
One of the better shows that we've had. Really.
Well, now that you've watched this, we have one more item of binge watching for you. This is actually, if you were born anytime, let's say 1975 on, you grew up watching MTV when it was proper MTV, when MTV mattered. Now it's a bunch of horror, but back in the day, it was everything to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. You can watch it right now. We have a link. It's called archive.org, and you go on there, search for MTV, and you can watch this shit 24 hours a day. Relive your youth. This is what I was doing as a kid, sitting on my couch, binge watching MTV before binge watching was even a thing.
I think this is kind of a boomer binge, though. Like, I think, you know, unless you're of our age, like, yeah.
I think kids need to learn about this, though. They need to learn about what their parents did.
All right.
Why are we fighting about this? It's MTV.
I don't know.
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
I want you to have a great rest of your day, Todd, and all of you out there watching.
Chris.
Put the helmet back on.
Are you going to go and perform some of Taylor Knox's ball workouts later?
Yes.
Okay.
They're heavy. Oh, they're heavy. I will warn you, Todd.
Well, may the force be with you, Chris.
May the fourth be with you. Jeez, didn't you invent this holiday?
Look.
All right. Hey, thanks for watching the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast. Thank you to Sage Katzenberg. Thank you to Zeke. Thank you to Taylor Knox.
And I want to know what's inside your butthole, Chris.
Yeah. I'll report back to you later, Todd, when I go home and I have a mirror and a friend. And holy, there's Todd's garage. What's happening?
Is it over?
No, it's not over. Where are you? There he is. All right, take us out, Todd. You go. You go for it. You do it.
I want to know what's inside of your butthole. Goodbye.